Welcome to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I am your host. I am a mind-body manifesting coach and founder of the wellness consulting business, K-Way. I am committed to helping you tap into the infinite power you hold when it comes to intentionally creating a more abundant life that gets you jumping out of bed with excitement. Over here, we chat about all things mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual health to help you constantly manifest bigger and better for yourself. So grab a cup of coffee, bottle of kombucha, or a glass of wine, and let's chat. Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I'm your host. On this podcast, we chat about all things mindset, manifestation, and personal development. And the whole crux of this show is for you to realize how powerful you are when it comes to creating a life you actually want to be living. How to build a life that not only looks good from the outside, not only looks good on paper, but one that feels so rich, so satisfying, and so abundant. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. I upload new episodes twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday. So be sure to hit the subscribe button on this podcast and just in life in general. I'm on a mission to help people wake up to their own power so that they're able to move through their lives with more intention and, more importantly, be more intentional about the life they create. We all walk around with so much power and potential, yet no one ever teaches this stuff to us. For all the years we spend in school, we learn such irrelevant things. Yet when it comes to the most fundamental lesson in terms of how to be more conscious about what we are experiencing, no one teaches us this. So that is why, whether it's through my social media or my podcast or any other platform, that is why I do the work I do. And so I'm so happy you are here. And if you're a longtime listener, welcome back. Always so grateful that you choose to spend this time with me, the countless support. I love hearing from each one of my listeners when I get a DM on Instagram, which is where I hang out the most. My handle is at kushpu.kway. It just brings the biggest smile to my face. And as much as recording every episode alone brings me so much joy and fulfillment, to know that it's making a difference, even if it's 1%, it makes it all the more fulfilling. And so if you haven't already, come and say hi on Instagram. My DMs are always open. And today we're talking about the power of your words. As I record this, I just came back home. And tell me, I'm not alone on this, but how satisfying is that feeling when you come home, take your bra off, you put your hair in a bun, and you can just breathe? Oh, so, so good. You know that when a girl's hair goes up in a bun, she means business. But anywho, that all being said, I'm here recording a bunch of content, which is honestly one of my favorite parts of what I do. And like I said, today we're going to be talking about the power of your words and how to be even more intentional about creating the reality you want with more ease and more intention. And this is something which I feel people understand and know, yet they're not applying. And that lack of application is exactly why it feels like manifestation is so hard or certain desires are so far away. But it's really about creating that vibrational alignment. Your desire is not years away, it's vibrational, a few vibrations away. And one of the ways to not close that gap vibrationally between your desire is starting to breathe life into your existence through the power of your words. Because here's the thing, is that every single word that comes out of your mouth, it is either getting you one step closer to the life you want to experience, or it is pushing you one step away. Every single word coming out of your mouth is casting a spell. That is why it is called spelling. On a moment-to-moment basis, you're constantly speaking your life into existence. And if you really knew the power of your tongue, something tells me you would be a lot more mindful about your words. And so often, I hear people loosely throwing out statements that completely contradict the desire they're calling in. And while, unless you're a client of mine or a very, very close friend, it's not my place to tell you where you're going wrong. But deep down, a part of me dies, because if only you just could exercise a bit more self-awareness, you would see things move around you so fast. But instead, you know, I hear statements like, I gain weight just looking at food. It's so much harder to lose weight as you get older. All men cheat. There are no good guys out there. Knowing my luck, I'll probably stay single for the rest of my life. There's no way that person is going to change. Money leaves my hand like water. The economy is so bad. You can't trust anyone. It is what it is. And all these other self-defeating statements, and whether you're speaking in jest or it's just become your unconscious way of speaking, it's only to your detriment. Because at the end of the day, your subconscious mind, which is the part of your mind which acts like the operating system of your life, because 90% of your life is governed by your subconscious mind, your subconscious mind is always listening. Unlike your conscious mind, which shuts down when you go to bed, your subconscious mind is on 24/7. And here's the thing, it doesn't know the difference between what is true and what is said as a joke. It takes everything you say and it takes it literally. And secondly, your subconscious mind is always ready to please. Think of it like a puppy dog that wants to jump around and do tricks as a way to validate you, to show you you're right. And so whatever it is you are saying, negative or positive, if you want it or you don't want it, it is saying yes to you. So you believe all men are cheaters, you better believe you're going to find yourself attracting toxic partners. You believe money is hard to make, you're going to find that attracting money is such a struggle. And now it's about, with this understanding, can I use my words with more intention? Because every single word, it's literally acting like direction to your subconscious mind. And it's taking that and it's saying, okay, well, that is what you want. Let me now attract the right people, the right ideas, the right resources, the right opportunities to help you manifest that. And so in order to really start applying this, first and foremost, stop using your words to describe your current circumstances if you don't like it. That means no more complaining, no more blaming, no more cribbing. I say this with love, but every time you complain, every time you blame, every time you talk about unwanted aspects, you're just energizing them. And that's why you keep attracting more of the same. And I know there's a part of you that's thinking, well, Kushpu, that's just being delusional. How can I ignore your current circumstances? But it's not about being delusional or ignoring the unwanted parts of your reality, but it's about having a deeper level of awareness about how reality is created and deciding, well, let me be a little more intentional about where I place my focus. If I'm going to use my energy to speak, let me use it in a direction towards the outcome, the reality I actually want to see be made manifest. Stop using your words to describe your current circumstances that you don't want, but instead start to use it to tell the story you want. And say it in a way that you can actually get on board with. So for example, let's say that you are manifesting more money. Okay, well, if telling yourself the story that I make money really easily, if right now you just can't get on board with that, I'm learning how to improve my relationship with money. You're trying to attract the dreamiest partner. If you're telling yourself that I'm in the most divine, loving, committed relationship, I'm in the process of attracting the most loving and committed partner. Again, even though you're acknowledging it's not there yet, you're still sending energy towards it. And it makes me laugh because a lot of times people think that affirmations they say for a few minutes in the morning and a few minutes before bed is what is manifesting. And then they wonder, well, I did my affirmations, where is my desire? But it's so much more than those few minutes in the morning and evening. Every single word coming out of your mouth essentially is an affirmation. You are affirming that to be your truth. You are affirming that to be your reality. Whether it's positive or negative, it's still an affirmation. And so now if you are serious about the desire you're manifesting, whether it's the loving partner, the more meaningful friendships, attracting money faster than you can spend it, a better quality of life, improving your well-being, the career that gets you jumping out of bed, whatever it is your heart desires, maybe it's all of it. And if it is, kudos to you. But be honest with yourself. First and foremost, how are you speaking about yourself? As much as we've normalized self-deprecation and the fact that talking positive about us makes us arrogant. If you could see me now, you'd see that I have air quotes going on. But you should be speaking about yourself in the highest regard. Put yourself on that pedestal. Treat yourself like the main character. You want more respect in your life? You got to give yourself that respect. You want the people in your life to value you, to cherish you, to celebrate you, to honor you. Okay, well, the way you even talk to yourself, do you believe you're worthy of that? Because if you really believed you're worthy of all of that, you would be talking to yourself in a much more positive and empowering manner. Secondly is, how are you speaking about your desire? Thirdly, how are you speaking about your life? And lastly, how are you speaking about the world at large? Pay attention. If you could just exercise even 5% more self-awareness, you will see how you've actually been holding yourself back. And most importantly, and this is a big one, do your words align with what you want to experience? Are they actually adding value to the reality that you want? And if the answer is no, say this with love, zip it. Hold your tongue. Sometimes being quiet is the most effective shift you can make. So the next time you're going through a bad day and someone's like, how's it going? Yeah, you know, again, this is not about having toxic positivity. You can say that you're having a bad day, but if you keep going on about it, all you're doing is building momentum. And every single word, it's building momentum. Ask yourself, what direction am I choosing to build momentum towards? Which reality am I choosing to build momentum on? Because whatever it is you're doing, you're choosing. For most people, it's unconsciously choosing it, but now make a conscious decision. Get out of autopilot mode, pay attention to the words coming out of your mouth, and use it with more intention. Your ability to speak, it is your God-given gift towards being a conscious creator. One of the ways in which we're able to navigate this time-space reality and one of the tools we've all been given is a voice. Use it as such. Use it as a gift rather than as a self-destructive weapon. I'll say it again. Use your words as the gift that they are rather than as a self-destructive weapon. And I promise you, do it for a few days, do it for a few weeks, few months, and you wait and see how quickly not only does your life change, but you just become someone who constantly speaks his or her life into existence. And before I wrap up, I'll share a fun manifestation that happened over the weekend on Friday. So I'm currently in Bombay as I'm recording this. And on Friday, I go to my mom, it's just lightly. I was like, we really need to buy some fun snacks. I went to the kitchen earlier and I just could not find anything that I felt like eating. You know that feeling? So anyways, I just said that lightly, got on with my day. And the next day, I was out all day. I come home and I had a parcel that arrived for me. Mio Cucino, which is a brand of healthy bakers in Bombay, they sent me a whole bag of goodies that are all gluten-free, refined sugar-free, such as, like, you know, whether it's brownies, cookies, what else? Like, what else? And then some granola and some energy balls. By the way, if you're in Bombay, I tried the Brookies in particular. I have to try the other stuff, but they were amazing. So good. Even better knowing that they have a great ingredient list. But anyways, going back to what I was saying is I just said that so lightly. We need to buy some snacks. And what did the universe do? It took that and it manifested in the form of somebody sending me without me even going out to get them. That's what I mean when I say being a conscious creator, being someone who is just a walking magnet of abundance, whereby you're just speaking your life into existence. And that's when life gets so fun. And every single day, your life just blows you away. And so if this episode resonated with you, I would love to hear from you. Like I said, I hang out the most on Instagram. My handle is at kushboo.kway. And in the meanwhile, I'm sending you love and all the abundance vibes. Have an amazing day ahead. Thank you so much for listening to the Fit and Fulfill podcast. If you have an extra minute, I'd so appreciate if you could head over to iTunes and leave this podcast a 5-star review. In doing so, it helps other people receive this message so they can also go to the next level in their wellness journey. I'd love to connect with you, so please let me know what your biggest takeaways are in this episode and tag me on Instagram at kushboo.kway in your social media post or DM me to help me serve you better and create more content that you can resonate with. I'll see you next week, but in the meanwhile, I'm sending you so much love and good vibes.